Public Health Ontario has reported 642 new COVID-19 cases in its latest report, November 11. Today's update also includes 422 new recoveries and 5 deaths in the last month. The November 11 update provided by the province's public health agency also reported the following data. Of the new cases reported today, 334 were unvaccinated people, 18 were partially vaccinated, 245 were fully vaccinated, and 45 are listed as vaccination status unknown, missing health card information. 4,268 active cases, up from 4,053 yesterday. 251 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Ontario, up from 243 yesterday. There are 132 patients in intensive care units because of COVID-19, 24 of those people no longer test positive for COVID-19, and 72 patients on ventilators, 12 of those patients no longer test positive for COVID-19. The province reported 29,814 tests were processed yesterday. Another 13,635 tests are still under investigation and/or being processed. To date, 19.3 million tests have been completed. Variants of concern. Ontario-wide, 146,508 lab-confirmed cases of the UK variant strain of COVID-19, B.1.1.7, alpha variant. 1,503 cases of B.1.351, also known as the South African variant, beta variant. 5,231 cases of P1, which is the variant strain that originated in Brazil, gamma variant. 22,007 cases of B1.617.2, also known as the Delta variant. Another 61,054 cases have screened positive with a mutation detected, but the lineage for the variant strain not yet detected. According to Public Health Ontario, there are delays between specimen collection and the testing required to confirm a variant of concern. As such, the reports can change and can differ from past case counts publicly reported. Vaccines. There were 15,962 doses of vaccines against COVID-19 administered yesterday, up from 15,257 on November 9. 22,668,228 doses of vaccine have been administered. In total, 11,117,999 people have been fully vaccinated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 605,248 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 591,063 recoveries and 9,916 deaths, 4,022 of those in long-term care homes.